This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, it is Lee Chui Lin alongside Kelvin Yee and Ayman Rashad. Coming up, we're going to look at the slightly renewed debate between GST versus SST.
And we always love hearing from you. Please call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. All this coming your way on the evening edition.
BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:05 in the evening with Lin, Ayman and Kelvin. And for our next story, we're looking at what seems to be the zombie debate, the debate that just never goes away. And it's between the goods and services tax, or the GST, versus the sales and services tax, the SST. Now, this is coming after our Prime Minister, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, has basically said the government will study the need to reintroduce the GST if that's what people want. Now, we do acknowledge, we have to say this up front, it was a small comment. It's not as if it's like a big announcement that he's made. It's more like he's just said, yes, fine, if people really want it, then we will reassess, we will study the need for it, and then see how. But since it is on our station, at least, something that people have just continued to throw up. Every time we talk about cost of living, this issue comes up. We thought, as good a time as any.
Now, earlier, the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research, or MIER, urged the government to reintroduce the GST in the 2020 budget, but at a lower rate of 3%. MIER chairman said that the GST is fair to everyone and that it kept the government afloat when the crude oil price declined to below $36 per barrel in 2015.
So the GST was replaced by the SST in September last year, and the rationale behind it was because the GST was perhaps thought or seen to be not very people-friendly. It's like membebankan rakyat. So because it covered a lot of sectors and it's a wider tax base, so introducing the SST was meant to result in higher disposable income for the people, even if it meant lower tax revenues for the government.
So I think this issue of GST and SST has been an easy spot from which to attack the government, because, of course, this was one of the very first things that kind of got hustled through after May 9th. And it hasn't exactly, I don't think, since we're still talking about the rising cost of living, it hasn't necessarily had the on-the-ground impact that people would have wanted or wished for. And I think that's resulted in just a lot of musing and a lot of wondering whether it was reactive, whether it's something that needs to change. But at the same time, I think there are very serious repercussions as well, should we decide that we're going to make what would be seen, I think, as yet another U-turn.
I mean, the problem with GST last time was that when businesses wanted to claim their GST refund, there was a lot of backlogs and delays in getting it back. So that was one of the reasons why businesses opposed GST, because they weren't getting their money back. But even with the SST, especially for normal consumers, I don't know if you guys agree with me on this, but it feels like it's the same. We're paying 6% anyway, and some restaurants, for example, are charging 10% service charge in addition to the 6% SST. So it's more or less the same as GST. It feels like that. So, but the difference, of course, is that the government is getting less tax revenue from SST. So there's a lot to look at it and to unfold from it. And it's a complex debate.
Some suspiciously small restaurants too. I think that's something that people do notice as well, because that 10 and 6 should only apply. It's 1.5 million, right? That's supposed to be the revenue.
The threshold.
Yes, exactly. And so I think whenever you enter a small standalone cafe and you're like, and there's always the little moment. And I think these are the pain points that occur when you think that you're going to be seeing a dip in prices and that doesn't happen. And so it's from this level of dissatisfaction that I think we tend to have this conversation about GST and SST. And that's on the ground level. But when you look at the people who kind of work in finance and economics, then it becomes a more complex debate. But it's nevertheless one that I've seen really heated exchanges between people on this subject. And we're a year on.
Well, many of the finance people who work in finance, many of the economists that we at Station have spoke to, many of them have been in favor of the GST simply because it's such a transparent system, it's such a clean one compared to the SST. Now, unfortunately, when the previous administration had reintroduced the GST, it was in an attempt to, I guess, sort of save and bolster the economy, right? But it comes now with a lot of baggage because, you know, at one point it was like, okay, businesses weren't getting their refunds and we weren't sure where this GST money was going to. Cost of living wasn't going down. And then eventually it sort of turned out to be, oh, is this money purportedly going to just one person's pockets? Is it, you know, leaking? And because of corrupt practices, we don't see an increase in standard of living because even though GST is such a great system, well, where is the money? Now with SST, the change in our lifestyle and cost of living has been a little bit minute, to say the least. And it's been a sort of political molehill that the Pakatan government unfortunately has been stuck on, that they can't get out and they cannot get off. So perhaps now they're just trying to ease themselves into that process of, okay, we know SST makes economic sense. Maybe it's time to reintroduce it.
Yeah, and sorry, and I think if they do want to reintroduce GST, they can learn from the sort of weaknesses that happened back then. So not to introduce it immediately, and also to make the mechanism for GST refunds more efficient and not have too many delays in doing it.
So then Dr. Mahathir Mohamad has basically said, if that's what the people want, then they will study the need to reintroduce it. So tell us, is that what you want? You can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking after this and getting the perspective from Alvin Vong, who is the CEO of Equities Tracker. That's coming your way after this. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
7:12 in the evening with Lynn, Kelvin and Ayman. And we've heard Tun M basically say that the government will... I mean, it's a very circumspect, tiny statement, actually. The government will study the need to reintroduce, with several steps removed, but they'll study the need to reintroduce the GST if that's what the people want. So we want to know, do you want it? Call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at PFM Radio. Now on the line with us is Alvin Vong, CEO of Equities Tracker, to share his views. Alvin, thank you so much for joining us. So what was your opinion during the very initial round of GST versus SST, and have your opinions changed?
Actually, when the GST was implemented, I believe 1st April 2016, maybe just a bit of backstory, because when I was studying in Australia back in 2000, that was when they actually implemented the GST. And the first time they implemented GST was something like 10%. So when I actually did some research and looked at countries that implemented GST, almost 80% countries has implemented GST up to that point in time. 80% of the countries around the world. And in terms of GST, I was quite supportive of the GST. One of the reasons was because it was quite fairly easy to understand. I think also, if you look at the GST, GST is actually a very broad-based tax. So, to say that, maybe fairer is not the right word, but it actually allows the government to apply tax to a broader base rather than just direct personal income tax. And you know, the SST was, I think, first implemented in the 70s. And we believe the SST actually had a few loopholes that improvements were made over time. But from what I understand, I believe the SST, the sales tax portion was, revenue was actually coming down before the implementation of GST.
And between the two, which one do you think works better in the interest of citizens and which one works better for businesses?
I think whether we're businesses or citizens, we're all still citizens of this country. If you look at the GST, in 2017, I believe, they raised about 44 billion in revenue from GST versus, I believe, expected was about half of that for SST this year, 2019. So if you look at country as a whole, you know, the GST seems to be a more sustainable sort of source of revenue. Now, why do I say this? Is that if you look at the government budget every year, obviously, if you continuously have budget deficits, which are very, very high, and therefore government debt has to grow, ultimately it affects all of us, because that will affect the outlook of the ringgit, because we all, whether you're a citizen or a business, you still trade and we still use the ringgit on a daily basis. Yeah. I think having a sustainable source of revenue will actually benefit everybody in the long run. Now, of course, when we talk about citizens, you know, we have the B40, M40, right? Of course, these taxes will affect more people than others, right? But I believe, you know, that's just probably a conversation for another time. But generally, if you have a government with a strong budget and not massive debts, and you can see that all governments around the world, they keep focusing on debt to GDP, and everyone wants to hit, you know, keep to that ceiling. I think it's better for everyone if government debts don't go out of control.
Now that we're a year into SST, what have been the ramifications for the economy and for cost of living?
I think in theory, if we look at it in theory, looking at our GDP, you know, almost 60% of our GDP is driven by consumption. So technically, with a lower tax base or tax rate, we should have more money in our pockets, right? But I think it still boils down to the individual. Per se, it will affect more groups, as in the GST might benefit more groups versus the other groups. But I think on an individual basis, personally, I've not felt a difference in you know, lower cost of living, but that's just a personal opinion for myself.
Right. And, you know, at this point, based on the news reports, there really isn't any commitment yet from the government in terms of wanting to go back to GST. Like I said, we're several steps removed from even really making that. But just looking at the logistics and the cost of it, what would be the impact of making that switch back?
I think logically, if you look at it, the previous government did spend quite a fair bit of money implementing the new systems. Really, when they moved GST from 6% to 0%, it wasn't actually removed completely until they repealed it in the Act in Parliament. So logically, most businesses pre-GST would have already been GST ready. I don't think anyone dismantled anything. That's my personal opinion. So I guess for the period where new businesses came in when there were no GST, I believe those guys would be probably more affected than businesses that were pre-GST.
So Tun Mahathir said that it's not going to be tabled in the budget 2020. If indeed the government does decide to go back to GST, when do you think would be a suitable time to do it?
I think if you look at the Malaysian government budget, last year Petronas issued a $30 billion special dividend to the government. And I believe that's also to plug the gap in the shortfall from GST. Seeing this, that, you know, oil prices are coming low again, if you're a business, you don't want to be so reliant on one source of revenue, right? So you want to diversify. So if I put the government as a business, you wouldn't want your revenue sources to be dependent on one entity. So, you know, implementing something like GST actually helps them diversify their tax revenue as well. So, you know, viable time, hard to say. It's very hard to say. But, you know, if oil prices come much, much lower, that might not be good news for the government. So, you know, if they implement GST and they expect it to bring in more tax revenue, that would at least put less ease or less burden on, you know, depending on Petronas for more dividend.
Elvin, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Elvin Vong, CEO of Equities Tracker. And we're doing sort of an informal poll, really, because Tun M has basically said the government will look into conducting a study to see if we could go back to implementing GST, which is very far away. But
the crutch is that if people want it.
Exactly. So it's all about public opinion, so we've been told. So we would like to know, what do you want? You can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. First up on the line with us is Chang. Chang, good evening. What are your thoughts? Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi.
Actually, I've just heard of this GST and SST debate, and that you've Tun M has actually come planning to come out with a poll to ask the people. But I think this decision shouldn't be at the hands of the people, don't you think so?
I think that the problem here perhaps is that the previous switch was made partly based on the sentiment of the people. So I think that's where this is coming from.
I think the sentiment of the people is more of sensationalized for political use rather than the real economically benefit for the country, right?
I'm not an economist myself, but I think you could make that argument. People certainly have, and I do think that there is some value in that, especially if you look at the fact that we haven't gotten that much value out of this taxation system. But is that what you believe?
Yeah, correct. I, as a citizen of Malaysia, I don't feel the difference between the era between SST or GST. My quality of life has not changed much with eyes of this tax system. But if we would try, we are trying to progress. We are trying to move on to a more economically stable country, like people like Singapore, Australia. They are all using GST. Why are we regressing to SST and then now we are changing back to GST again?
Yeah. Chang, thank you very much for calling and for offering that thought. I agree, actually. I do think that the previous decision was definitely people emotion driven. And I think when you're feeling the pinch, it's maybe not the best time to actually be looking at what's going to make the country more money. It's very difficult to think like that when you're looking at your own cost of living and really feeling it.
And earlier when I guess the conversation started about turning the GST and changing it into an SST, conversations like, you know, we might be one of the first few countries to do this, and then it's not, and the comments back then was like, oh, it's not economically sound.
We have Anwar saying a poll would not be appropriate. Look at the UK Brexit poll.
Yeah.
Talk about sentiment. Yeah. And we also, I think, have another caller on the line. We have Azman. Azman, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Oh, hi. When it was introduced first time last time, GST, I'm not in favor of it because of skepticism because of the how it's going to be implemented and how it's going to be control and enforce. I'm in the retail line because my skepticism is that whatever that a government earns at the time, the more they earn, the more chances that they're going to misuse or fail to deliver the real objective. In fact, truth to the fact. Not just that, I also find out, you know, in the retail line, other retailer, other businesses easily abuse the GST process at the time. At first place, I struggled to implement it, although I successful, but I still not feeling happy with the implementation because of the abuse and also the ununiform enforcement among many businesses. But now with the reintroduction, I think after seeing how it's being implemented on the SST, I think it's more structured. It can be done in a proper way, and also the benefit is much more to the citizen at large, and also helping our government in managing their debts.
Well, Asma, it does sound like you do seem to trust this particular government a lot more.
Indeed.
Asman, thank you so much for your time. And I guess that's also important when it comes to policy, right? And where sentiment really does matter. You know, even if, say, a policy may be sound in so many areas, but if, let's say, it's not well received, then should the government still try to pursue it? And that's been the balance that they've been trying to strike out, right? It sounds good, but if the people don't want it, then what do we do here?
Also on the line with us is Richard. Richard, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hi. Good evening. Yeah. Well, I'm trained as an economist, but I've now practiced economics as a career. My thoughts are very simple. I believe in GST because there's a difference between a common public citizen and running the country. So in this case, first of all, the GST is a broad-based consumption tax. It covers everybody. And if you look at Malaysia as a whole, the number of people actually paying taxes is a very small number. So majority of Malaysians actually don't pay tax because either their income is very low or whatever. But once you have the GST, everybody pays tax because the minute you consume, you pay. But obviously, we also need to look at the B40 or M40, whatever, which is fine. So we can actually take out a lot of the items. The last government did took out a lot of items, but maybe those items are not enough, you know, to make sure that the lower income people does not suffer. But as a whole, GST is more a better tax system than SST at the moment. But the previous speaker who said that his life hasn't changed, that's because his consumption hasn't changed. But if you are as a government point of view, it is a very big difference. But maybe the last government, when they implemented at 6%, was a bit too high. Maybe you have to bring it down to maybe 3% or 4% as a start. I mean, Japan just announced that they're pushing it up to 10%. And if you go to Europe, France or UK, they are double digit, above double digit. So Malaysia, for a start, GST, I think, is the way to go, because this is a better way to control income for the country. It's a better way to control taxes. Yes, there will be definitely people who will abuse. For example, some restaurant, you go in there. If you want a bill, I have to charge you the tax. If you don't want a bill, I don't have to charge you the tax. It will happen. But it is the system that we need to improve, and the system we need to implement to make sure that the country benefit. And when the country benefit, the government benefit, the riot will benefit. That's my view. Thank you.
Richard, thank you so much for your time.
A lot of messages coming through, and I would say actually, just based on a sort of cursory glance at it, it's a pretty even split. So lots of people for, lots of people against. And I think a pretty interesting message here from Munif Malik saying, you know, I just hope the government applies integrity in execution, whether it's GST or SST. A Portuguese friend of mine a couple of years ago said that they had such high GST in Portugal, it's like 20%, but that amount was used to make primary and secondary education free. The strategy being, if the government made education accessible for all, the general populace would be high-performing and could afford set GST numbers in the end. So they tried to make a win-win situation for all involved. It wasn't perfect, but at least there was intent, not an intent to rob.
Yeah, so again, it's a matter of how it's implemented and to what end is it being used for. From judging from our callers today, a lot of them have that trust in this current government mm-hmm. to implement it properly, to use the money properly. So it would be interesting to see if they do implement GST, how much it would affect economic development. And the suggestion by Mia to reintroduce GST at a rate of 3%, I guess it's like a meeting it halfway, introduce GST, widen the tax base without really bubankan the rakyat.
Lastly, this message from Chun Yan, who says, the GST is much more broad-based. So although the prices of everyday goods don't decrease by much, there are major differences in certain scenarios. For example, when it comes to transfers and rental of real property, the impact of GST is more on consumers, but businesses who are registered for it can generally get input tax credits, so it reduces the cost of doing business. But bringing back GST so soon after it has been repealed doesn't look good, as it would create a perception that they're flip-flopping on decisions and policies. Uncertainties on important policies will affect business perception and sentiment, which I think is a pretty wise message to mm-hmm. end on mm-hmm. today. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.